Thank you for taking the time to learn about my project. Our team is developing a behavioral intervention to support re-engagement and long-term follow-up care among survivors of childhood cancer. Today, I'll share our phase one qualitative findings. Childhood cancer survivors face lifelong risks of late effects, yet fewer than half consistently attend recommended follow-up. To understand this gap, we conducted semi-structured interviews with young adult survivors who have been out of long-term follow-up care for at least 2 years. Using interpretive phenomenological analysis, we explored how they made sense of their follow-up care experiences and their non-adherence. Three experiential themes emerged. First, disrupted trust and identity threats. Participants often interpreted their disengagement as a response to feeling misrecognized or undeserving. Some described a loss of agency, quoting, "I was told to stop attending by my oncologist." Others made sense of their withdrawal through emotional invalidation, and several engaged in moral self-assessment, saying things like, "I was healthy, so I felt guilty for taking that spot away from someone else." These interpretations shaped how they understood their place within survivorship care. Second, longing for continuity and connection. Participants described disconnection and uncertainty, often wishing for clearer communication or even a simple check-in after discontinuation. They made sense of their non-adherence through fragmented communication between oncology and other care teams. Many expressed a desire for mentorship or community to help normalize survivorship and build community while reducing isolation. Third, relational anchors that sustain engagement. Affirming relationships were powerful motivators. Trust and rapport with care teams encouraged re-engagement and continuation of care, as well as community events or even small reward systems like the childhood toy chest at the hospital. These relational elements helped survivors construct meaning around care environments that felt safe and identity-affirming. These IPA-derived insights are guiding our next steps within the Orbit model. As we complete phase one, we will use these findings to establish a survivor and community advisory board, develop preliminary intervention structures and logic models, and prepare for phase two pilot testing. Recruitment is still ongoing, and my long-term goal is to create a survivor-centered intervention that strengthens engagement in long-term follow-up care and supports healthier futures for childhood cancer survivors. Thank you, and I welcome your reflections.